We'll start again from the Gemara, Daf Kuf Omer Aleph. We'll repeat briefly, Daf Kuf Omer Aleph, four lines from the bottom. The Peiris Mapu Mekadesh, and the Gemara continues Kuf Omer Beis. So the Gemara Kuf Omer Aleph, four lines from the bottom said, Omer Rav Yudah Omer Shmuel, Ein Halacha Loik Rav Yehuda V'Loik Rav Yosi. Rav Yehuda said that if you started before Shabbos, before Pesach, but the halacha is mafsikin. That means, even though you're not allowed to eat even if you started before Tesha Shois, but you have to be mafsik. You started before Shabbos, but you have to be mafsik. Mafsik means akiras hashulchan, removing the table, and making birch samozin. Rabbi Yossi said, ain't mafsikin. Rabbi Yossi agreed by Pesach that you're not allowed to start. You have to start before Minchatu, stop before Minchatu. But by Shabbos, he says you're allowed to eat all the way until nightfall. And he holds Ein Mafsikin, you're allowed to continue. And then when you finish, then you make Birchas HaMozen, and then you make Kiddush afterwards. And Tosfos says, it's called Kiddush Makom Suda, according to Rabbi Yossi, even though the Kiddush is after the Suda. But that's Rabbi Yossi's Shita. Comes along with the Gemara, says, Omer Rav Yudah Omer Shmuel, Ein Halacha Loik Rabbi Yehuda that says Mafsikin, V'loik Rabbi Yossi that says Ein Mafsikin, Ela Peiris Mapa Mekadesh. And Peiris Mapa Mekadesh, what Rashbam explains, that it's twofold. On the one hand, you cover the food, so it's considered that it's a siluk of the choil. You're removing away the bread of choil, you're covering it. And at the same time, it's a covet for the Shabbos. You're Peiris Mapa, that you're starting now the Suda Shabbos. So that's Peiris Mapa Mekadesh. So Shmuel's Shita is that Peiris Mapa Mekadesh, that you're not mafsik, you don't just continue as nothing, but rather you cover it and you're Peiris Mapa Mekadesh. Frag the Gemara, this we got up to. Eini, is Shmuel indeed say Peiris Mapa Mekadesh? V'omer Rav Tachlifa Bar Avdimi Omer Shmuel. Here we see Shmuel himself holds. K'shem shemafsikin lekiddush. Just like we say by Kiddush. You're mafsik, and mafsik we understand to mean Akiras HaShulchan, you have to actually remove the table. And you have to be mafsik and make Birch Samozen. Zog the Gemara, Rav Kufa Medbeis. Kach mafsikin lehavdolah. So likewise, you're mafsik for havdolah. That means havdolah, if the middle of Shabbos, and now comes the time that it's Shabbos is over, and you want to be mavdil, so you have to be mafsik, you have to be oiker de shulchan in order to make havdolah. Now, the Gemara right now assumes that Peiris, what you do over here, k'shem shemafsikin lekiddush kach mafsikin lehavdolah, this Gemara right now assumes it means akiras hashulchan, meaning not Peiris mapa. We said before in Omer Aleph that Shmuel says Peiris Mapa Mekadesh. Here we see that Shmuel says, just like in Mafsik for Kiddush, in Mafsik for Avdolah, which means that you're Oiker Shulchan and not Priestess Mapa. Now, the reason why the Gemara assumes it means Akiras HaShulchan is because Priestess Mapa is not relevant by Avdolah. Priestess Mapa means that you're covering something because why? Because the Priestess Mapa is a covered Shabbos. You're covering it in order to have covered Shabbos. So you're covering it. But by Havdolah, that's not Shaykh. By Havdolah, you're not covering something in order to have covered Shabbos Fakad, you're being Mavdil. So that's what Gemara assumes it means Akiras HaShulchan. So Zot Gemara, just like you're Mafsik for a Kiddush, you're Mafsik for Havdolah, which means my Mafsik and Akiras HaShulchan, which means Akiras HaShulchan, not like Shmuel said, Peiris Mapa. And for the Gemara, Loi, Le Mapa. Itaka means a priestess Mapa. Now, the Havmin, we explained why it's Akiras HaShulchan, because Mapa is not relevant to Havdolah. You're not being Mechabed the Havdolah by covering up the Shabbos food. So the Maskonas HaGemara is no. Ein Chanami. By Havdolah La'olam it means Akiras HaShulchan, but by Kiddush it means Priestess Mapa. And then Shmuel coincides with his din of Peiris Mapa Mekadesh, because Yitaka not Oike Shulchan for Kiddush, all you do is Peiris Mapa. That's one way of learning. That Havdolah is Taka not Shaykh, the reason of Peiris Mapa, and Havdolah La'olam is Akiras HaShulchan, but you're not being covering Shabbos food to make Havdolah. It means Akiras HaShulchan, remove it. And when it comes to Kiddush, it's Taka Peiris Mapa. The Mordechai brings that La'olam, you can say that the reason of Priestess Mapa is not a covered Shabbos Dikadin. It's the Priestess Mapa is instead of Akir Shulchan. Shmuel's din is in place of being Oikir Shulchan, you can also take a tablecloth and cover it. So if you can also take a tablecloth and cover it, so since you can also take a tablecloth and cover it, so Memele, it's instead of the Akir Shulchan, so Memele, who had then by Havdalah, it's Shaykh Lemaskona that you're Peiris Mapa. Why is it Shaykh to be Peiris Mapa Havdalah? Because it's not a covered Shabbos Dikadin, it's instead of Akir Shulchan. So the Gemara comes out Lemaskona that La'olam. So the Gemara comes out Lemaskona that La'olam, it means Peiris Mapa Mekadesh. And when it says, Shem Shemafsikin Bekiddush Kach Mafsikin La'Havdalah, it doesn't mean Akir Shulchan, it means Peiris Mapa. Zok Toises. Look at Toises. Diba Maschel. Lav Lakira Shulchan. The second Toises. Zok Toises. Hainu Birchus Hamozen. The Gemara's Aminu was Birchus Hamozen. Kriprish Leel. Shergin Lesalik. Because they had Shulchanes Ketanim. Everyone had a small table. Shkol Echod. Oichel Al Shulchan. Oivoy Misalkim. Lefnei Kulam. You remove it. V'loi Milfnei HaMavorech. But not before the Mavorech. The Mavorech, he kept his table there. Why? Because you have to have the bread in front of the person that's being Mavorech. We eat in one table. By us, it's Ein Nochen L'Salik. Why? Because like the Gemara says in Sanhedrin Daf Tzadi Beis, that if you're not Meshayer Pas Al Shulchanoi, you're not Goyah Simen Brocha. So since we have one table, so we're taking up Mesalik the Shulchan. In the olden days, everyone had their own table, so the Mevorich kept this table, and everyone else was Mesalik. But by us, we have one table, so we're not Nochen L'Salik in order to have Meshayer Pas Al Shulchanoi B'Shas the Brocha. Zog the Gemara weiter.
There are different tables had the Zimun.
No, everyone had their small table, and then one person was Mevorach, and it was Moitzi everyone else. Al Deishmeh Ka'oine, that's how the Zimun was. So the Mevorach, Taki, keep the Shulchan in front of him, and Mameli is Moitzi everyone else. But Ladidon ain't Nochel Salik. Zog the Gemara. Rabbe Barav Huna, the second line of Kufa Medbeis. Rabbe Barav Huna ikle levei Reish Gelusa. Rabbe Barav Huna came to Reish Gelusa's house. Aisu toka kamei. They brought him the toka. Toka means the food. Now, the Rashbam explains that what happened was that they it came after shul. Not the second wide line of the Rashbam. We're not talking about a case where they started before nightfall. Nor was la'achas yotzim beis after they left shul. Hichshech, it turned dark. So Aisu toka kamei. They brought the dish, the food for Shabbos in front of them. Like we have. Before Kiddush, we have the bread in front of us. So we're poiris mapal alechem. We cover our bread. And then only then was he mekadesh. So I said, takakameh, they brought the bread. Poiris mapal vekidesh. Now this poiris mapal is not like the poiris mapal of Amud Aleph. The poiris mapal of Amud Aleph was to cover up the choil dik of food. As cover Shabbos. Here, it's a bizoyin to make Kiddush when the bread is in front of you exposed. So they brought out the bread. So he said, cover it. Zok to Hashbam weiter. His ideal way was not to bring the lechem on the shulchan before kiddush. Ad la'achar kiddush, k'netan l'kamei lefikach poros mapal alechem v'hainu k'ein siluk shulchan. Like poros map is like siluk shulchan, as bizoyin to have the bread while you're making kiddush. Ukmisha in a doima v'ra'ay ledover shekein oisin, like we do, like it says later on in the Mishnah Kuf Yudalet mozgal kois rishon. On Pesach by night, by the Seder, when after you pour the Poikos Rishon, afterwards you bring V'achir Rabbi Lefon of Yerokas V'chazeres Metal V'chazeres Michlal Dat Hashala Aisi. And the reason is that you don't bring something out because it's not ready yet for a bracha. The time it can appear in Pashas Yisrael, this is Pasha, it says over there that you first cover it up and only then do you bring it out. Or first you make the bracha on Kiddush, only then you bring it out. My timer, ki hecha the taste.
A regular Shabbos.
He brings a raya from Pesach that the chazeres you only bring out afterwards. The timer zok the Rashbam ki depirish b'sheiltes. The Rav Acha goin papash vayishma Yisroi. The kroy v'ataka mekamed alikadish the kedusha Shabbat loy makrabinon. Do not bring the dish before kiddush. My timer, ki hecha the taste suda liyaka the Shabbosa. If you have the food on the table before, it doesn't look like it's covered Shabbos. Stam, the food is there from lunchtime. If you bring it out, so it's covered Shabbos. So only bring it out after you mekadesh the yoim. That's the whole word. Meaning that's good for this priest's mappa. It's not like the priest's mappa of Omar Aleph. This priest's mappa is, as covered Shabbos, don't have it here, cover it, and then only expose it afterwards. Now, veheche the keyword, if they already brought it out, you don't remove it. You cover it. The Tanya. Oh, now, Zokt Rishbam veheich the askel sedosim in the ane b'malas Shabbati. We started early v'kolish le'yoyma, and then it turned into night. Then you pours ma'apa mekadesh. Umetam zeh nogu lifros ma'apa lechem at lachik kiddush b'shabbos v'yom tovim. So that's the reason of the pours ma'apa. V'yesh b'forshim. He's talking about a real case of Paris Mappa where they started before. But Pashas Rashbam says we're talking about Tchila Shabbos. Not that he started in the daytime. It was a regular Friday night meal. They came at night after shul home. He didn't want the food to be there. He said, cover it, because first he made Kiddush. Now, this is really, we cover the bread. We have bread when you make Kiddush Friday night. Why do we cover the bread? So, Zok Tosfos. Look at Tosfos. The third Tosfos first says, we're talking about Betchila Suda, Airi. Then Tosfos, the Mamasl, She'en Bevinis HaShuch, Lamkin Kiddush. Zok, the Tosfos, V'hodom, I would call Kisvei. Motzo Shulchan Oruch Malach Tov Omer. It says when Friday night when you come home, the Malachim accompany you. And if the Shulchan Oruch is covered, the Malach Tov gives a whole bracha to you. So we see the Shulchan is ready. Loi kosha. The Oruch Mamakam Achet doesn't mean this place you're making Kiddush. It means in a different room. Ach ein mevi in oisle makam sudat acha kiddush. You only bring it later. The achshav zaktesis shulchan shalom shem gdolim. Since our tables are very large, yosimidai v'koshal aviyam ach kiddush. And it's a big hefsek if you start now only preparing the table after kiddush. Shalom lahafsek kolkach men kiddush lesuda on regilim lifkos mapul lekadosh. We cover the bread even before kiddush. V'atam efurish beshiltes keich the taste is also being kiddush shabbos. So it should be a covered shabbos that it's covered. That's one reason. V'yesh befaris another reason why we cover the bread. Zeichel amon, because since the mon had a covering, shloiyoyed b'shabos of yom tovin, for yital milamalu milamato v'amon be the time. Since it had the tal under it and on top of it, so we cover it on the top with the badeking and the bottom with the plate also. So in mele it's covered from both sides. So two reasons why we cover it. One is because it's a big tirka and a hefsik if we're going to start bringing out the table after kiddush because we have big shulchanos with all the dishes on there and all the food prepared. So we do it before and we cover it. Or because of Zeichel Amon. Now the Rosh brings another reason, B'Shem Dirushalmi, because it's a bizoyan for the pas, that in the Pasuk it's mentioned Chita, Usoira. It's mentioned before Geffen, so Chita should really make a brach on Chita on bread before Geffen, so you cover the bread, so it shouldn't be to see the boishes that's not being Nizbarach on first. And Lamaisa, we pass in the Reisha and Aleph, that you have the mapa below and above, Sai als the boishes, and Sai als the tal. Now, there's a nafkamina that's brought down in the Shabura over there. He says, let's say a person's Mekadosh on Pas. If you make Kiddush on Pas, so if it's as the boishes, you don't need to cover it because it's not Mitzvayish. You make the Kiddush on the Pas itself. But if the reason is because the Mon, so then you need to cover it also, even if you're Mekadosh on the Pas. Now, if you have to Mekadosh during the Brach itself, is a Machlokes and Achronim the Mishbura brings, if during the Brach you also cover it or not. Now, Lamaisa, we're saying over here, this Maisa is Reish Galusa, that he wasn't happy that the bread, that the food was brought under the table before Kiddush. The Goyin in Maisa Rav Taka holds like that, Lahalocha, that when you make Kiddush, you don't have Lechemish on the table. You Lechemish only bring afterwards. Because it's like the Gemara says over here, it's not a covet to want to make sure it's a covet Shabbos, a Suda Shabbos. So after Kiddush, you bring in the Suda. So according to the Goyin, you don't have another table covered. You bring it in afterwards. And I'm itzad the mon, so you bring it in covered, and you take it, keep it covered, and you have it on the top and the bottom. But stamp to have it and cover it up and be there before, the Goyin was a nochis, and that's like this Gemara over here. So zok the Gemara again. Rabbi Barav Huna, the second line. Ikle veresh galusa, aise toka kamei. They brought us the meal. Poras mapa v'kideish. Tani name ochi, we learned similarly in the Braisa. We take out the gifts of a shovin, that's later in the Gemara. She'ein mevi nisa shulchan, you don't bring out the food. Elim ken kiddish. Vim hevi, and if it was brought out, so it's not lechatchila, so poras mapa mekadish. Then you cover it in order to show that it's a Shabbos dekasuda, so mainly only you remove the covering after the kiddish. Zok the Gemara weiter. Toni chado. One Braisa said, Shovin she'ein maschilin. Now we're going back to the Machlokes, Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said that you have to stop even Erev Shabbos miteisha shoyis ulamalo. The question is teisha v'chetzi or teisha. That was the nafkamina. Our Mishnah is talking about even Erev Pesach, even teisha. Somach lemincha. And the regular Shabbos is man mincha. And Rabbi Yosef said, no, Shabbos you can go straight till nightfall. But Pesach, he agrees, as mitzvah of matzah, that you have to stop taka from somach lemincha. So here the Gemara says, v'shovin, they both agree, she'ein maschilin, they don't start. Now, don't start means Pashas on Pesach. V'tanya idach, we learned in another Braisa, shovin she'maschilin, that they both agree that you're allowed to start. So what does that mean? So the Gemara says, bishle mahar tanya shovin she'ein maschilin, bishle me the part of the Braisa that says that they both agree that you're not allowed to start. What does that mean? Mishkach lo be'erev Pesach. Like we said, that Erev Pesach, Rabbi Yosi agrees, as chiyuv de matzah, that even though on Erev Shabbos is allowed to eat till nightfall, straight, but on Erev Pesach he agrees. Al chiyuv de matzah, you have to stop. So that ein maschilin is Erev Pesach. Elohod tanya shomen shemaschilin. What's that referring to? Emas. Ineme be Erev Shabbos. If you tell me talking about an Erev Shabbos, homiflek pligi. It's not a Shavu Shemaschilin. Rabbi Yossi says Maschilin. They allow to go straight till night. But Rabbi Yehuda says that Gufa, you have to stop early on the Erev Shabbos too. The question is, that extra half an hour or not? So what do you mean that they both agree Maschilin? So come on, Loikasha. Kan koidem tisha, kan la'achatisha. That means they both agree that Maschilin, if you started before Tisha on Erev Shabbos, then if you started before this man of Tisha, of Mecha Ketana, which is even this man of Somach Le Mecha Ketana, so then they both agree that Maschilin. Because over here, Rabbi Yehuda would also agree that you don't, there's no Hagdara, they have to stop even before that. So that's what it means, Veshoven Shem Maschilin. And the Rashbam says over here that Veshoven Shem Maschilin, Koidem Tisha, Shoven Shem Maschilin Lechol, around 20 lines from the bottom. Koidem Tisha, Shoven Shem Maschilin, they both agree that you're Maschil. Lechol, umeshechilu beheta. Once he started beheta, oichle ratche techsha fil Rabbi Yehuda. And the chiddush in Rabbi Yehuda is that once he started beheta, you can continue eating, and then you don't have to worry about being satiated because once you're in the middle of the meal and you're eating, so the me'ayim is open and it doesn't close up. And memela la'achates, that's not going to machloikus. La'achates, according to Rabbi Yehuda, ain't maskilin, and according to Rabbi Yosi, maskilin. But on Erev Shabbos, he says yiladu. But shoven she maskilin. I mean, he's talking about koydim tes. Zok the Gemara weiter.
And our Mishnah would begin the first brisa that some lo yechel means only to start.
Our Mishnah is talking about Somach Lemin. Our Mishnah is talking about Erev Pesach Somach Lemin Chol Yoicha means that you're not allowed to be maschil.
After the first line of Gemara after the Mishnah, I feel Agi Shabbos Yom Tovim Nami.
Fact the Gemara Kasha that even Erev Shabbos and Erev Yontov, it's the same din that you're not allowed to start once it's Zman of Mincha.
They start. So is that when to your attention, Lo Yechel means to start?
Yeah, of course. Right.
Yeah.
Right, Masha'enke in this brisa of Shoven Shemaschilin is talking about Hiskel Beheter.
In fact, there's not an argument that brisa.
No, because that's talking about Lo Yoichal. You're not allowed to do it after this man Issa. And here's Shoven Shemaschilin. They both agree that before Tisha you're allowed to, but after Tisha it's Taka Machloikus. According to Rabbi Yosi, Erev Shabbos you go straight till night. And according to Rabbi Yudit, it's also on Erev Shabbos too.
Yeah, but how can that be? Look at the price on Tzadik Tes on Beis.
Right.
He's allowed to continue.
That's on Erev Shabbos. On Erev Shabbos, Rabbi Yosi is allowed to continue straight till Shabbos.
What you're saying now that you're allowed to, even though Rabbi Yehuda, you're allowed to continue. It's Mashum, Rabbi Yehuda argues on that.
No. That's only if you started Beheter. There's a big difference. Dr. Rashbam, if you started Beheter, Rabbi Yehuda agrees. But Be'isser. No, because according to Rabbi Yosi, there's no Zman of Isser. According to Rabbi Yosi, Shabbos, there is no Zman Isser. According to Rabbi Yosi, Eichel V'Heilich, you ought to start even a minute before Chashecha. According to Rabbi Yosi, there is no Zman Isser on Erev Shabbos. Only a Chiyuv de Matzi is Moida. Rabbi Yosi holds Shabbos is different than Pesach. That's Gemara's first test before. Oichel v'oichel, you're allowed to continue eat. You're allowed to start. You're allowed to eat. It doesn't make a difference when you do it, when you start. You're oichel v'oichel. You're allowed to eat the whole time. Oichel v'oichel means you're allowed to start and eat. Oichel v'oichel is clearly, look in the Rashbam. Oichel v'oichel means you're allowed to start anytime. Achet techshach. Because it's beheter. Because on Shabbos we don't have this din. Only chiyuv de matzah we make this hakdora that you're worried about, you're satiated.
I hear you. The matzah
of Rabbi Yehuda or Rabbi Yosi? Who are you talking about?
But okay, from the
Lashon Rabbi Yehuda, we have to go weiter. Rabbi Yosi is clearly Erev Shabbos. There's no Isser. According to Rabbi Yehuda, he says Shabbos and Pesach is the exact same thing. The Nafkamina is the Chatzis Shoah. And Rabbi Yosi, there is no difference. According to Rabbi Yosi, Oichel V'Oilech Ad Shtechshach doesn't make a difference. You can be Oichel V'Oilech 3 p.m., 4 p.m., as long as it's Ad Shtechshach, you can eat. Zok the Gemara. What'd you say? What'd you say? No, but that's look at this. That's how we learned the whole sugi. The whole sugi according to Rabbi Yosi doesn't make a difference. There is no zman that we made on Erev Shabbos. Erev Shabbos, there is no zman of being worried about. Only Chiyuv de Matzi agrees. But Erev Shabbos, there's no zman. We're not worried about it. And we explained. I lechayr the shorim has a kasha. Shabbos has a din oinik too. You have to pass. Teretz, it's only oinik. And if you're not hungry because you're full, then you're talking about chuyuv. Your question I hear, your diak is from Lashon Hoylech. Hoylech seems to imply you started beheta, but that's not what it means. Zog the Gemara weiter. Oysom b'nei odam shekitru beis haknesses, people that make kiddush in shul. That means they used to make kiddush in shul to be moitzi the archim. Omar Rav, yidei yayin lo yotzu, yidei kiddush yotzu. So Rav says as follows, a new sugya. Zog the Rav, that if you hear Kiddush in Shul, so Yedei Yayin lo Yotzu, Yedei Kiddush Yotzu. That means, if you come home now and you want to drink wine again, you have to make Hagofen again. Why? Because of Shinui Mokum. Zok the Rashbam. Shekitru Beis HaKnesses. Kiddush HaMekadosh Shlich Tzibur B'Lel Shabbos V'Yom Tovim Beis HaKnesses. Yedei Kiddush, Kiddush Yitake Yotzu. But Yayin not. What does it mean, Yedei Kiddush Yotzu? Even if they themselves did not drink, the Mekadosh has to drink. It's enough if one person drinks. You don't have to drink again and make Kiddush at home. Because according to Rav, you don't need Kiddush Makom Suda. The Laboy Rav Kiddush Makom Suda. Hilkach Avkav Loi Achli Bebeis HaKnesses, you Yoytze. So you day Kiddush, you Yoytze even if you didn't eat in Shul. You day Kiddush, you Yoytze even if you did not eat in Shul. Because you don't need Kiddush Makom Suda. You day Yayin Loi Yotzu, Zok the Rashbam. Why? Shim Yeshlem Yayin Bebeis, if they go home now and they drink wine again. Miv Chayom Nevoch Bepi Agofen. Why? She'ein Aptu Mibir Sakois. You're not potter from Broch of a Yayin. Why? Because ma'achas she'okru mimekoyman. Since it was a shinu mokum is automatically a hesach hadas. Even if be'etzem I'm not mesiach das. But once I have a shinu mokum, you have to make a gofen again. Davle hesach hadas v'tzoch levorech. However, hamakash v'beis, if you make kiddush in your own home, so ain't tzoch levorech, you don't make a gofen again. Like we know, yayin shelefnei ha'suda poitas all the wine during the suda. So again, Rav's din is, that means you have to make burpee gofen again when you come home because of shinui mokum. Even if I don't have the suda in shul, why? You do not need kiddush mokum suda. As I state in Rav, Ushmuel omar, dafkuf aleph omar aleph, af yidei kiddush lo yotzu, that even kiddush in ayotze, hagofen for sure you have to make, but even kiddush in ayotze either. Why not yotze kiddush? Because you have to have kiddush b'makom suda, zok the Rashbam. Correct.
Yeah.
And we'll see soon. This whole Amud the Kuf Aleph soon. Tomorrow we'll see Kuf Aleph Amud Aleph. It's took the old Amagoyim that held like that. But let's see the Rashbam on the top. Afi kiddush lo yotzu, could bashin the time lekamei, like we learn later on. Ain kiddush el makom suda. Dichsiv. What's the reason the kiddush makom suda? V'korosa l'shabes oynig. B'mokim sh'at t'kore l'shabes, k'loi mekaya de kiddush, shom te oynig, u'medreshu. That means that the reason why you have to have kiddush mokim suda is the place that you make kiddush, over there you have to have the oynig. Where do you have to have the suda? The place that you make the kiddush. Inami, the Rashbam says another reason, svarahi, mide ikve kiddush al yayin, since kiddush was nikval yayin, k'ritani l'kamon, zoche al yayin, Mistome ala yayin shebishas suda hukva de choshev. Mistome, what kind of yayin were they kaved on? On the yayin in the middle of the suda. The yayin in the middle of the suda is the choshev yayin. That's the yayin that we're referring to. So the Moshe in Egus Moshe in Shuvas in Orchaim Dalad Samach Gimel, he says these two tzedotim in the Rashbam is what's the lomdus of kiddush makom suda? Is it a din in the suda? That means the suda has to be in the makom of the kiddush. That's the first plan of the Rashbam. Or it's a din in the yayin. That the yayin has to be, which yayin? The yayin of the suda. That means, is it a din in the suda, or is it a din in the yayin? Now, yesterday we had, Toises before said, at Kung Terb Yoisi, that ein mafsikin, that means you have the suda of choyl, and then you make kiddush afterwards. Zok Toises, where's kiddush makom suda? Zok Toises, you can have a kiddush makom suda, even if the suda was a suda's choyl, beforehand. So we explained, according to the Goyin, he explains that, what's the pshat in that Toises? Because kiddush makom suda is not a din in the suda. Because that's a suda's choyl. It's a din in the kiddush, and the kiddush is b'makom suda even of the suda's choyl. Here in the Rashbam, we go for Dr. Moshe. We see these two tzedim. Is it a din in the suda that the suda has to be b'makom the kiddush, or it's a din in the kiddush that a kiddush has to be what kind of yayin? The yayin of the suda, but in the kiddush that's the yayin we're referring to. Oh.
Why
let
Rav need kiddush
al kaisa
at all? If you don't need
makom suda,
what are you
yain at all? Drinking, that's another din. No. One second. You're drinking the wine. So is a din in kiddush. Now the question is, you have to have the suda there also. Rav says that you need kiddush yotzi. You do not need kiddush makom suda. But avadi, you have to have yain. You have to have zochel yain. But you don't have to have the suda there. You can have the suda at home. It doesn't even makom the kiddush. Now the Gemara is going to ask a similar question. Zok the Gemara right in the top. Why make kiddush at home bichlal? What do you make kiddush for? You don't need kiddush makom suda. Why make kiddush again? So Gemara kedei lahoitzi bonav ubnei beisai. To be moitzi is his family. To be moitzi bonav ubnei beisai. Now, this, the fact that you might see them, that means that even though you're yotze already, like we know the Moran Rosh Hashanah Chavtes says, that even if you're yotze, you're moitzi. All brachas, you can be moitzi someone else, except for Birch Sanenin. So the Rosh says, I, by Kiddush, you make Hagofen also. The Hagofen is part and parcel of the Kiddush. So even if you're yotze Kiddush, you can be moitzi, and not just you can be moitzi, even the Hagofen you can repeat again, even though usually Birch Sanenin, you can't be moitzi someone if you yourself are not being nana, but since it's a part of the Kiddush, and after the Bisha yotze, moitzi. Now, there's a whole question in the Dogel Mevava and the other poskim if you could be moitzi noshim, if there's din arvis on noshim too. If you're ready yotze kiddush and now you're only doing the rabbonon, let's say b'makom suda, but you're ready yotze, so what does it mean b'nei beisa? If bono b'nei beisa means his children, so ava pi yotze moitzi. But if it means his wife, so then it would be it mean that there's a din arvis even for noshim, even if they're ready yotze. But that's b'nei beisa means his whole family, not just his wife. Now the Gemara continues.
What is?
Even if it's ketanim, it's alschinach. So I mean, alschinach they're mechuyev al kaponim. They're both rabbonon. You're mechuyev rabbonon, and they're also mechuyev rabbonon. Now, so zok the Rashbam ain kish al mokum suda v'im kiddush v'loy soad v'loy samokum. Even if I didn't eat over there, lo yotzi de kiddush. That's the second shita. Let's see the Gemara. Ushmuel omar, Ushmuel lom lele kiddush v'kiddush. Why are you making kiddush in shul? After all, what are you making kiddush in shul for? You're not yotze kiddush. So Gemara lafuki orchin dechavoson for the orchin taka have a suda there. The ochlu v'shosav v'gonu beknish the v'azah shmul tamed om shmul ain kiddush al makom suda. That means if you make kaddish and you didn't have a suda, you're not yotzi de kiddush. That is the machlokes is Rav and Shmuel. So Rav holds yidei yayin lo yotza yidei kiddush yotza. You don't need kiddush makom suda. And Shmuel says af yidei kiddush lo yotza because you need kiddush makom suda. Now. Tais over here says, we'll just go back to Omid Beis, we'll see very briefly what Tais says over here. Tais says that the halach is tak like Shmuel, ain't kiddush amokam suda, and Tais is, yidei kiddush yotzu, around 10 lines down, v'amekadish yedai to lech b'mokam acher, this is very important halach l'maisa. Someone is mekadish, and his intent is to eat somewhere else, yochel lehoitzi yese oichlim shom, I can be moitzi the people that are eating there. Why? Dile didu have a mokam suda. If I am, let's say, in a hospital, and I'm being moitzi people that are having a suda there, but I myself am not going to eat there. I could be moitzi them. Why? Because for them, it's makam suda. They're being yoitza, they shamea koina, and for them, it's a makam suda. So the chiddush is, even though for me, it's not makam suda, I could be moitzi them, it's kiddush makam suda. I myself, am the mevarach is tzorech litoim. How am I eating before kiddush? L'chari if I'm toyim, and for me, it's not kiddush. Why am I not called eating before kiddush? So the poskim say, this is not considered that I'm drinking before kiddush. Why? Because the Kiddush is that since I'm being moitzi, the people of Kiddush Makom Suda, so I can even drink from this Kiddush, even though for me it's not Kiddush Makom Suda, so it's not considered drinking before Kiddush. It's not called drinking before Kiddush. Now, there's a question the Poskim, let's say I'm not even Mekabel Shabbos. I'm going to a place, I'm being moitzi people, and they're Mekabel Shabbos early, and I'm not. Could I also be moitzi them with Kiddush, just like for the Shoyimim, it's called Kiddush Makom Suda. Maybe for the Shoyimim, it's Shem Shabbos. Even though for me, it's not. I can also be Moitzem Kiddush Makom Suda. And then Tosis continues. Veheicha, Deleka Orchim, Somach LeBeis HaKnesses. If let's say there's no Orchim in the Beis Knesses, so then Ein LeKaddish Tav Abochel Vatola. Then you take it Omei Kiddush and Shul. This minig was only to be Moitzi the Orchim. But if there's no Orchim, then it's a Bochel Vatola. The Kam LeKishmul, that Ein Kiddush Makom Suda. If there's no Makom Suda, what are you making Kiddush for? Now, the Chubas Rambam and also the Chubas Rashba and the Ran says that even if there's no Orchim, the minig is, and that some killers have that minig till today, that you make Kaddish in Beit Knesses, even though the Takon is not applicable. There's no Orchim. And the reason is, they explain, is because even though the Tam is bottle, to be moitzi the archim, but the takona is b'mkoy me'oimedis, the takona is not bottle. So once it was a takona, that the takona remains in place, and that's how the Rajman Shuvas and the Ran says, that there's a minig kadmon, that many killers still have that, that till today the mekadosh and beskinesis. Lemaisa, Tois over here clearly says, that if there's no archim, so then ain, you're not to be mekadosh and shul, because it's a brochla vatola. And Lamaisa, that's how we, seemingly in Shulchan Aruch, in Reish Amchtes, that's how many are noyik, not to mekadosh and shul, because the tam is taka, not applicable. So if the tam is bottled, the hood and the takon is not applicable. Now Tosis continues, even though we passing like Shmuel, the enkej mokum suda, so Tosis is a few lines down, umiu, mi mokum le mokum ebayis echot, to go from one room to another,
in one home, going from a higher floor to a lower floor, near the Maida Shmuel. Over there, Shmuel agrees that in Kiddush Ba'aga, the Lechol Ba'aga, the Choshev Kiddush Makom Suda. That's called Kiddush Makom Suda, and that's not called the Kisalim. Now, towards the bottom of the Dibba Maskel says, Kosav B'Shem Rab Netunya Goyim. B'Tshuvas, Mekatcha B'Es Knesses, V'Mekatcha Shul V'Noisetech Ein Ov L'Refua, and you take some of the wine and you put it in your eye for Refua. K'da Omar, like it says in the Brachas, See, and it tells it takes 1/600th of your eyesight. The aim is mahadu. When do you get this back? Bikidusha de Shimsha, Kiddush and Shul. Now it doesn't mean Dafkin Shul, Zaktaisis, Umir Ba'avi Ezri Kosuf, the high Rafua Motzilamel Bikidusha Bebeso, doesn't have to be Dafkin Be Shimsha, like the Vanatunya going says, but it could be done even in your home to be mahadir this eyesight, this Rafua that you can do by Kiddush Bebeso too. So it comes out in Maskona of this Gemara. We'll continue tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem, but it comes out in this Gemara in Daf Kufa Mebeis. The Gemara started off saying that even though there's a din of Peiris Mapa Mekadish, it taka means Peiris Mapa, even though it says, Kshem Shemafsikin Lekiddush Kach Mafsikin Lavdolah, it taka means Ay Depris Mapa and not a Kiddush Shulchan. And then the Gemara says that the Mice of Rabbi Barav Huna, that he said that when he came to the Teresh Galusa, not to have the meal before the Kiddush, but to be Peiris Mapa, that's a different din Mapa. Meaning every piece of Mapa is two dinim in it. There's a dim piece of Mapa to cover up the Choyl, and there's a piece of Mapa of the covered Shabbos. So here we're saying, as the covered Shabbos, not to have the food out first, but rather to cover it up. And then the Gemara says that before Teisha Shoyis, Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Yehuda both agree that you're allowed to be Maschil, because before Teisha Shoyis, there's no problem. Even Rabbi Yossi agrees on Shabbos, he says you can go straight. But Rabbi Yehuda also agrees on Erev Shabbos before Teisha Shoyis is Mutter. And if they both agree on Erev Pesach, that you ain't Maschilin, V'shoven Shemaschilin is talking about Kodim Teisha Shoyis. But after Teisha Shoyis, it's Taka Machlokes Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda on Erev Shabbos. Pesach, Rabbi Yossi agrees to Rabbi Yehuda, that because of Chiyuda Matzah. But on Shabbos, he agrees on Erev Shabbos, that Shoven, that they're Maschilin before Teisha Shoyis. After Teisha Shoyis is Machlokes. Then the Gemara goes into the sugi of Kiddush Makom Suda, that Rav holds that Kiddush and Beis Knesses, Yedeyayin Lo Yotzu, because of Shinu Makom, but you Kiddush, you Yotze, because you don't need Kiddush Makom Suda. And Shmuel says that even Yedey Kiddush in a Yotze, because you need Kiddush in Makom Suda. Why do you make Kiddush in your home? Lo Yotze B'nei Beisoy. Why do you make Kiddush in Shul according to Shmuel? Is to be Moitzi the Orchlim, because Shmuel is Shtosoy, ain't Kiddush in Makom Suda, and the Orchim Takav have a Suda in Shul. And Tosfos says a chiddush in the din of Kiddush Makom Suda, it goes so weit that even if the mevorich, for him it's not a suda, but for the shoyim it is, that's called Kiddush Makom Suda. And I could be toyim even though I'm being moitzi them with the Kiddush Makom Suda, and for me it's not Makom Suda, it's not called that you're drinking before you yourself heard Kiddush, because I wasn't yet to Kiddush yet. For me it's ain't Kiddush Makom Suda, that's good for the chiddush. We'll stop over here by the top of Kuf Aleph Omid Aleph.